I'm Steve Dawson, and this is This Comedian's Life, a podcast where we talk to a variety of funny people about their lives in comedy.
I talk to improviser, actor, and author Colin Mochrie, who has been a mainstay on the popular improvisational TV show Whose Line Is It Anyway? Colin was born in Scotland, but discovered his comedic talents in Canada. I asked Colin about when he got his first laugh, and how it made him turn his back on his first love, marine biology.
So I've always been sort of fascinated by how comedy got so popular up in Canada. Do you have any idea why that might have happened, Colin?
I think here's my theories. One was we got a lot of influx of British humor and a lot of influx of American humor. And we managed to sort of meld the two into our own. So we understood a lot of different kinds of comedy. And also we had that little brother attitude with the States. And I think we got wanted to be noticed. And the best way to get noticed is through humor. So I think a lot of it was a defense mechanism.
Sure. And when you moved to Canada, how quick, I mean, obviously, I know you got involved with the improv scene a little bit later. Was there a moment when you were a child? I know you've described yourself as shy as a child. Is that accurate, Colin?
Yes, absolutely.
What could have possibly made you involved in comedy if you were so shy?
My thing was I was going to be a marine biologist.
Wow.
So I was I know. I think we made the right choice for everyone. So I was heavily into sciences, and as I say, I was very shy, very quiet, and a friend dared me to try out for the school play.
Okay.
So I did, and I got my first laugh, and that was pretty much the end of any scientific explorations. It was like, no, I want this. So I immediately changed over to theater, and then 40 years later, became an overnight sensation.
Sure, of course. This is in every paper. Colin, I was the same way. I did a melodrama actually in fifth grade, and it was my first play, and I did this one line that sort of involved some vocal trickery and some acrobatics, and it got a laugh and a big clap when I was done. And man, that was it. And I just thought, this is going to work out. Was it something similar like that for you, or was just this one thing? And just like, holy smokes, this is great.
No, I remember that first laugh like it was yesterday, and it really is like a drug. It's like you're just overcome by it, and you want it again and again and again. I'm sure it's unhealthy in many ways, but it worked out.
When Colin started doing improv, he had to find creative ways to keep things interesting on stage.
Sometimes when things aren't going well, there's various things you can do. You go back to the beginning of the scene and try maybe reincorporate something, or you just work harder. Our thing was we just take off our pants. it's embarrassing to admit. And then it became this thing where we would see who could do it the most in a year.
And ridiculous.
I think I won a little bit, but it was pretty close. Which just shows you how many scenes we were in that were dying.
I it's so funny, especially in those, I've been there when you go out in the audience is, sometimes not as populated as you'd like. So you do have to come up with your own games among your teammates to keep things fresh.
Exactly.
So Colin, so you did that for a while, and then Ryan, it seems like, is so instrumental in many parts of your career and your life as a whole, not only for your career, but also your love life later on.
Okay. you may want to clarify that.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, you were both romantically involved for many years.
Yeah. Oh, it was a phase we were going through.
Yes, I'm selling this all the tabloids, Colin. This is all a big hoax. This is not a podcast about comedian's life.
Oh. Well, Ryan and I had been working in theater sports. Then Expo happened in Vancouver. And Second City put a troupe in, and they hired Ryan. And, of course, they because he was funny, they decided to take him back to Toronto and join the main stage there. And at that point, I was sort of getting a little antsy in Vancouver. I was starting feeling I was kind of doing the same thing over and over again, so I wanted to change. So I moved to Toronto. And Ryan called me and said, hey, the Second City Touring Company is looking for people. Why don't you go audition? So I did, and I got the job. And the woman who auditioned me became my wife 2 years later.
Wow.
So it was a good audition. It's so rare that it goes that well, a job and a love life.
That's just I love that, Colin. What a cool, what a lovely little story. That's just fantastic.
It was great. But as you say, Ryan's been totally instrumental in almost every part of my life. And my first Who's Line, I didn't really do that well.
Okay.
I sort of psyched myself up. It was, my first show was in Britain.
Mm-hmm.
And I met the cast like an hour before we did the show. And although they were lovely and welcoming, I still felt a little, because they worked together for so long, I still felt like an outsider. I was second-guessing myself, and so I figured, well, that's it.
Mm-hmm.
But then they decided to shoot some shows in New York, and Ryan said, you know, give Colin another chance. And they put me with Ryan, who I'd known for years and worked with, and then the magic happened. I managed to stay. Although every year they would say, okay, Colin, we're giving you two shows, and it would work out. I would do all of them. But it was like every year. At no point did they ever say, all right, we're giving you all the shows. It was like, we're giving you a couple.
Wow.
And I thought, you know, by the eighth season, I thought, you know, we're pulling.
I'm on every show. Really?
Yeah, come on.
Colin and fellow Who's Line cast member Brad Sherwood have been touring for many years in the live improv show An Evening with Colin and Brad. Colin told me some of the secrets to a successful life on the road.
Oh, yeah, we've had, you know, in the 13 years we've been doing this, we've never had a disagreement. We have sort of the same vision for the show. We've gone on vacations together with our wives, who they actually get along better than Brad and I do. So it's been a really good friendship. And we have, I think what's great, we bring different things to that partnership.
Mm-hmm.
Brad is very detail-oriented, OCD, in fact, which is great because of stuff I would never think about. And I'm just there to sort of get him through life, to make get him to relax a little more. I mean, I'm his Buddha.
In terms of, again, with references, all of a sudden you have these big theater crowds. Do people know what they're in for when they come to a Colin and Brad show for the most part?
I think for the most part, most of the people that come to the show are fans of Who's Line. Although once we had a show in Florida, two shows in Florida. One was a matinee, and the matinee was their subscription series. So it was all the elderly folk.
Okay.
And one of the stagehands came backwards during intermission, laughing, going, there was a lady talking to her friend saying, it's like they're making it up as they go along. So obviously they quite get the concept of the show. Yeah, I would say most of our audiences understand what they're in for.
Oh.
And, I mean, part of our work is trying to get them to get out of you know, shunning gynecologists or proctologists, which is tough. We were just in India, and it was the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
It all went for poopy jokes and stuff like that. So that's what we're always trying to get them to think outside of their comfort area and come up with something that's truly inspiring, something we've never heard before.
Colin told me he's been living life in a better way since he and his wife have been enjoying saying yes to life's opportunities.
I've actually, lately, my wife and I were talking about this, abusing the rules of improv in our life, and basically the yes and thing. Because there have been times where I've been asked to do something or an opportunity came up, and I thought, I don't know, it makes me a little uncomfortable, I'm not sure. So we decided, like about 2 years ago, to, within reason, say yes to things and see where it takes us. And we have done some amazing things that I would have refused. We went to the Congo with World Vision for two weeks, and it was just life altering. Being in this, we're in the jungles, we're in these small villages with people who had absolutely nothing, and yet had such incredible joy, and it was just an amazing, amazing time. So I'm so glad that that happened. So my advice is, say yes to things. You never know where it's going to go. Accept other people's ideas. It may lead nowhere. It may lead to another idea that could spark something else and take you into a different direction. But it always starts with that first yes.
That's just the best. I actually read the book called Yes Man about eight years ago or so. And it really spoke to me in terms of taking that. Because it's so easy to say no and just stay home and do nothing.
It's the easiest to say no. I mean, when you're teaching improv, it's the hardest thing to get new improvisers to say yes. The very first thing we do as people is say no to every idea that comes our way. And when you turn that, it's amazing the opportunities it opens up.
Thanks to Colin Mockery for joining me this week. You can watch Colin on the summer premiere of Whose Line Is It Anyway on the CW Network, Monday, May 23rd. I'm Steve Dawson for This Comedian's Life.